This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Kisisa speaks about the narrative of the Chet Ha'egel. Klal Yisrael obviously were missing Moshe Rabbeinu. They needed some type of intermediary. And they made this Egel, this calf. Why'd they make a calf of all possible images or icons? Why a calf? What was significant about this particular choice? So Rashi says, Rashi in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Dalet brings a Medrash Tanchuma, that some say it was Micha. Micha emerged from the binyan that he was crushing in Mitzrayim, and he had a shame with a plate on it that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Alei Shur to bring up the coffin of Yosef, the Arayin of Yosef from the Nilus, and he threw it into the furnace, and the Egel came out. So in other words, perhaps it wasn't intentional that they wanted to make a calf, but he used this supernatural plate. It was intended to bring out Yosef. Yosef is called a shar, and out came a shar, out came an ega. The Chizkuni and the Sifsei Kohen, the Shachal HaTorah, they bring a wondrous explanation that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Bnei Yisrael saw the Shechina, and they said, Ze Keli V'yan Vehu. But the Erev Rav was not able to see the Shechina. They just saw the feet of the Malachi Ashares. The legs, the feet of Malachi Ashares are kikaf regel egel. They're like the foot of an egel. So the Erev Rav thought that they're seeing Hashem. And they thought this is what Kiviyachol, the Ribbon Shalom, looks like. Heaven forbid. That's the lashon of the pasuk in Tehillim. Re'u halichay secha elokim ve'ikvay secha le'noidoh. They thought these were the legs, the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they chose the egel. When they saw the malachim at Kriyas Yamsuf, they thought it was the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Tziyuni, Rav Menachem Tziyuni, he brings that he found in the book of magic, in the book of witchcraft, that in the 92nd year of Yaakov, the Mitzriim appointed a certain magician named Apish, who made himself a deity, and he made an egel with his magic. And on the right eye of the egel was a simen of a moon, and the egel would come up once a day, on the fourth hour of the day, and he would fly, and the Mitzriim would praise this Avodah Zarah. And some say it came up annually, and the Mitzriim would make that day a Yom Tif, and they would call it the Yom of Apish. And therefore, Klal Yisrael made an egel, remembering what the Mitzriim told them about their own God. I heard many years ago from Harav Avigdor Miller, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, another explanation from the Kuzari. And the Pnei Yeshua, Masechta Rosh Hashanah Chav Dalet Amud Beis, says similarly, that we know there are a number of images on the Merkava. There's an Ari, there's a Nesher, there's an Adam, and there's a Shar. So they didn't want to make a lion or an eagle. These are not kosher animals. A human would have been too heretical. So they picked the kosher animal from the Merkava. That was the Cheshbon of Bnei Yisrael. They knew that this was an animal that had association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of all the images and icons that they knew from the Merkava, this they felt was the most appropriate one. And that's why they picked the Egel. So these are four Mahalchem in why Bnei Yisrael made the Egel. Either, as Rashi says, they utilized the plate Alei Shor, or the Shachal Atar and the Chizkuni, that this is what the Erev Rav saw, the legs of the Malachi Hashares. Or the Sefer Tziyuni says this was commemorating an ancient god of the Egyptians. Or as the Kuzari in Pnei Yeshua says, that this was an image that they felt was most closely associated with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.